Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers. I'm the teaching pastor of Life Point Westerville. We've been going through the Now Playing series, where we look at these different movies and we say that good stories often point to the greatest stories. This past week in Westerville, we looked at the story of Ferdinand, the kid's story of a bull that prefers flowers and friendship over fighting. In that story, the climactic moment in that story is when the bull has to face the matador, and Ferdinand does not want to hurt anyone, including this matador who's trying to kill him. And yet Ferdinand has to deal with this situation that's out of control, and he chooses to sit down rather than try to hurt the matador, even facing his own death. That story really reminded me of Jesus and his story of what happened in the garden. It's covered in all of the Gospels, but we looked at it through through John chapter 18. And in that story, we said really three things: that Jesus stayed focused in the midst of chaos, that when all of the people came up to grab him, to arrest him, Judas kisses him and betrays him. At that moment, Jesus says to them, "I'm the one you want." And he said, "Let these people go." So even in the midst of facing arrest, he wanted his disciples to go away, to get away. That idea that his focus was still others focused, even in the midst of facing certain arrest. Secondly, we said, watch out for bad advice. That, you know, Peter immediately grabs a sword and tries to swing his way out of getting arrested and trying to protect Jesus. He ends up cutting some guy's ear off named Malchus, and Jesus heals the guy. But in that same way, it's kind of like the people who, in the midst of chaos, they're constantly trying to tell us, look, try this or try this or try this, rather than just listening and waiting on the Lord to guide you. And I think it reminded me in the story of this little goat, Lupe, who kept telling Ferdinand what to do, even though the advice was horrible. But the one thing that Jesus did is he trusted God was in control in the midst of this chaos. Jesus was willing to lay down his life to drink the cup that the Father had for him, which is another way of saying, I trust my Father and what his will is for my life. So I would just say that to you today, that whether you're feeling out of control, whether the circumstances surrounding you are immense and difficult, and you're not sure where to turn, here's what I'd say to you. Pray even right now. Father, let your will be done over my life. I submit my life to you. Do as you wish. And I think what you do in that moment, you're basically trying to trust God, even when the circumstances don't seem to be have any good outcome. But in that moment, trust that God will not only work in your life, but through your life. And today I would say to you that there might be people around you who are feeling the same way. Just be aware of that and sometimes offer them a word of encouragement. But an encouragement is always to trust in God. So I just want to thank you for being a part of the Drivecast today. And we're praying that this will be an encouragement to you and encouragement in your walk of faith. Thanks so much.